Derek Gatherer, and I'm a lecturer in the Faculty of Health and Medicine at Lancaster University.
Okay, how worrying is it that the Zika virus is coming closer, to Scottish soil?
It isn't particularly worrying to our population because the disease can't spread onwards here. We simply don't have the right kind of biting mosquitoes. There will be a few cases that return with travellers, and the concern is mostly to make sure that none of those returning travellers are pregnant. If you're not a pregnant woman, then you have very little to worry about. Zika will be a fairly mild infection and it should resolve itself perfectly normally. On the other hand, if you are pregnant, then your obstetrician will want to take a close look at your developing baby using ultrasound to monitor its progress and make sure it isn't going to be one of the small number that seem to be developing microcephaly.
Overnight, we heard the worrying news from the United States that has been transmitted sexually. How worrying is that?
Well, we think that perhaps there might, in rare instances, be sexual transmission of various viruses. We discovered this about Ebola virus late last year, which was something that had been suspected for a while but hadn't been confirmed. And we know that Ebola virus can be spread sexually now. And also, it seems that Zika is another virus that falls into that category. We're still not entirely sure exactly how this happens. It's possible that the virus in certain parts of the body where the immune system isn't so active, like the testis, for instance, in the male, the virus can persist for a long time, and then after recovery, the virus can spread onwards. So this appears, though, to be a minor transmission route for Zika virus. It's mostly about mosquitoes.
And of course, as well, with the two cases confirmed in Ireland, what are the chances of it actually similar cases here in Scotland?
I think that there will be cases as people start to go on their holidays, perhaps. They'll be coming back from travelling to South America. They may be going to the Olympics later in the year. So I think that we probably will see a few cases turning up. We've already had a handful of cases in Europe, and in the USA now they've had about 30 imported travel-related cases.
Is it something we should be seriously worried about here?
I don't think we need to worry about ongoing transmission in this country, despite the fact that we know that there is some evidence of sexual transmission. That's probably a very minor route. It's mostly by biting mosquitoes, and the mosquitoes that spread it are tropical mosquitoes of the genus Aedes, Aedes aegypti, Aedes albopictus. Albopictus is found in southern Europe, in Italy and Spain and parts of Greece, but it's not found much north of northern Italy or Marseille in southern France. So it's very doubtful that we would have any onward transmission in this country through an introduced case from a traveller.
And as well, that French firm that's looking at a possible vaccine, that's got to be welcomed.
Yes, a vaccine is really the way to tackle this because it's very difficult to stop people being bitten by mosquitoes. There's various efforts to eradicate the mosquitoes via fumigation and other methods, but we're never going to get 100% reduction in biting mosquitoes of the right type in the right area. So vaccine is the way forward. We have a vaccine for yellow fever virus, which is a cousin of Zika, which works really well and has been instrumental in the near eradication of yellow fever virus. On the other hand, its other cousin, dengue fever, has given us all sorts of problems in vaccine development. So we don't really know whether Zika is going to be an easy one or a hard one when it comes to developing a vaccine, simply because we're starting from scratch.
And Derek, just finally, if people in Scotland and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people do this every year, head out to places like the Canary Islands, out to Spain, where mosquitoes, general mosquitoes, are present, should people be concerned heading to those regions this summer?
The Canary Islands and Spain are not yet on the risk list. There are the Cape Verde Islands, which are slightly south of the Canaries, which is not a common holiday destination, but is sometimes people do sometimes go there. Cape Verde Islands is one of the listed areas for transmission of Zika virus, and also, of course, South America. So if you go to the Foreign and Commonwealth Office Travel Advice site, they have a country-by-country list of where the risk areas are. So that's where you should be getting your travel advice from.